All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. I'm going to move my microphone and make a big squeak over here because I forgot to do that. Billy Eli and Kevin Maul here live in the studio with us. We're going to turn on their microphones here and see if we can't hear them. Are you there, Billy?
I'm here.
All right. Let's see here.
Still monkeying with it.
There he is. I got to turn both of them up. That's the key.
I'm just looking at the old VU meters. I hadn't seen a VU meter with a needle on it in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Classic stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Legacy stuff, man. How you been?
Good, good.
Y'all been, anything new here since I was here back in July?
Oh, I'm sure all sorts of things, but,
there's 2 or 3 feet of white stuff on the ground
that
outside.
That did happen, and so you brought the warmth, and now it's melting.
I guess, yeah. So it can freeze back up again and turn into ice.
Yeah, thanks for warming things up.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on the show.
Now it's going to rain and make the snow really heavy.
I guess, man. I don't get rain or snow where I live.
And I didn't get a chance to clear the snow off the roof yet. Now the rain's going to come. The roof's going to cave in, and it'll be all your fault.
And then you can go live at the Red Roof Inn. Go live at the Motel 6. You know my friend Kevin Maul, don't you?
Yeah, we got Kevin Maul over here. I might want to switch microphones, though, because I'm not exactly happy with how that one's coming in there.
Should be good. It's going to be a good mic. Forgetting things.
Yeah, it's getting actually giving us quite a bit of echo in the room, though. Picking up everything we don't want to.
We're on our way to... We have a gig tomorrow night in Portsmouth at the Booking Bar.
That's right.
And thanks for having us on our way. And we'll get here a day early and kind of hang out. And the trip went a little faster than I thought. I was expecting the weather to be worse. And like you just said, it warmed up. So we thought we had, like, extra time. So we were late, of course, because then we didn't hurry. But, you know, want to play some songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you what, we'll play some stuff off that album that came out last summer, and you still spin it sometimes, which I really appreciate. The album's called The Unexplainable Billy Eli. And this is a track I wrote off it. It's called Whiskey Drinking Woman. Because like this here, 1, 2, 3, 4. That East Coast time zone, I headed out in Echo Park. She was wearing handmade cowboy boots, drinking Maker's Mark, and I asked her there by the stairs. Watched her down.
No.
Kind of put more of a folk edge on it. In real life, I'm more of a honky-tonker, and that's what I've done the most of, is played roadhouses and honky-tonks. But when you do it on acoustic guitar with a dobro, it's almost folk music.
Hey, it's all good, though, so that's the only thing that really matters, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, you got a story in there. You got some stuff. It's cool, man. And that's kind of what the deal is, right? To go around telling your story.
Sure thing. Billy Eli is live here in the studio with us, along with Kevin Mall over here on the dobro. Nice stuff. And Whiskey Drinking Woman, like Billy was saying, that's on that new record you can go buy. It's not exactly new anymore.
Not now. It's about 6 months old.
About 6 months old. Yeah. Came out over the summer.
Hey, and it's really not new here because, you know, we broke it in New England because I was touring up here all summer. But it's still new if you're, like, in Colorado. I don't think they've even pitched it anywhere there yet. But it's about to hit CD, baby. So, yeah, it's... We were trying to make that first phase last a little bit longer till I could do another run through here. And it's kind of working now. Hey, man, want to hear another one?
Absolutely. What you got?
That's a song I wrote. I got the idea for this a number of years ago. I don't know. I was about 24, maybe 23, 24 years old. I'd gone out to California. And I ran out of money, which, you know, happens sometimes. And my car had broken down. We traded a guitar amp for a 75 Chevy Monza, drive it back to Austin, Texas, and it didn't have a front seat in it. And we couldn't turn it off because the starter was burnt, and it was an automatic transmission, so we couldn't roll start it. So from Indio, California, down Interstate 10 and all the way to San Antonio and then up to Austin, we had to drive in shifts, me and a guy named Rod Neely. And I got this idea for this song, driving that long, long drive, thinking deep, deep thoughts when I couldn't stop and turn the car off. The song's called Spook Lights of Marfa. It's about driving back home. They took out the sin right out of Sin City. I stood and pulled the handles till my money was gone. I guess I want to live, but I lost a lot more. I guess I'll keep on going. Stopping in El Paso, maybe ever be. but glad to marvel. So much.
Yeah, very nice. We got the nice dobro break in the middle there from Kevin. Billy Eli here live in the studio on Out of the Woods. Road weary, but they're here.
And you know, just was a long drive today. I'm actually the first part of this sort of trip. I played the first gig last night, and all the rest of it kind of starts now. You know, tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday and all through the weekend. Yeah, it'll be fun, man.
That's right. Don't snow.
I can just avoid the road conditions, you know?
Hopefully I'll get down there tomorrow. Book and Bar, that's a place in Portsmouth if you've never been there. It's a really cool little place, a real high-end sort of used bookstore and a bar, and you get coffee and beers and everything else
in
there.
They're bringing some music in. They're starting to do some pretty cool stuff.
I haven't been there in the evening yet. I've been there in the daytime, so.
It's lazy in there, but... we played there... We did that, last June, Kevin? Me and Kevin and Tony Markellis, and we went over and did a little trio, and it was great, man. We had a good time. It's a good little venue. It's a great place to hear music, you know. It's kind of quiet, and we just got up and played our stuff, man. It was fun. Y'all come on out. It's 40 Pleasant Street. That's weird. I remember the address.
Oh, yeah. It's real close to the downtown, down near Market Square down there, so.
Tell you what, man. One play another.
Yeah, play one.
I told you, mostly I'm a honky tonker. So let's do a honky tonk song. And I was playing, I was doing a gig in New York City. And the waitress was from Texas and had this giant Texas flag tattooed on her back. And I thought, man, that's a cool tattoo. And it kind of inspired this, although the song is not about a tattoo, really. But the song's called Burning Down the Beer Joints, and it's just it's kind of a standard honky-tonk raver, man, and I'll play it for y'all now. Hope you like it. 1, 2, 3. There ain't nothing you can tell me that I still believe. Right now I can't hear same words say to me. Like the first time that I saw you, I still love your smile. But from what I've heard, since I've been gone, baby, you've gone wild. You've gone out burning down the beer joints, bringing in the dogs, sweeping out the honky-tonks before I find it going on. You've been taking up God knows who, painting up the town, burning them beer joints down. I see that his night tag to cross your back. You can have burned and beat your hang in the dark. Sticking out the honky tonk door and the gold mouth. You can take enough, you got no clue. Up the town, burning in the beer, drawing down.
All right, Billy Eli and Kevin Mall here, live in the studio with us tonight here on Out of the Woods, burning down the beer joints. And you did that electric before on
I did that. Mostly it's a honky tonk grave, you know. When you play honky tonks, you know, you do where they can dance, and it's very seldom is it a listening situation. So you get a little louder, and get a little more bite. But yeah, I mean it's a country tune. And. And, you know, and then we mountained it up. Now it's a mountain country. It's a country mountain. And, you know, so it's, I don't know, it's all folk stuff, really. So I ride all of it on an acoustic guitar, so it's acoustic, I guess. And I'm a little over-caffeinated. I just don't notice that when I'm trying to sit still. My eyes are bouncing.
Yeah, I am, too. I had a lot of coffee before you showed up.
Yeah, we stopped, and, I've been kind of jamming it all day.
Yeah.
We'll play something. Play another one off the new record. It's all unexplainable. It's called "She Looked Like Marilyn Monroe."
All right.
1, 2, 3. So bright, it's blind. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounded great.
I hardly ever get to play it just acoustic anymore, man. I was kind of grooving on that because I wrote it just on the acoustic guitar, you know.
Yes.
And played it, you know, kind of that way. And even the album version is still pretty acoustic. Live now with a full band, it's moving about, I don't know, half again as fast. And so yeah, I'd forgotten that. Yeah, I like that song.
So on the album, are the sneezes part of the song?
Well, they're part of the percussion track. Yeah,
I don't know if those, how those went over the air. I didn't have the headphones on at the time, but
so
proof that's live radio,
right? Well, you know, it's human stuff, man. That's why we don't play techno.
That's right.
Why we play country and
that's
not
right.
Techno. It's not robotic, so.
That's right.
Yeah, I was worried I was clanking my pick against my guitar. Tell you what, man, why don't we play another?
Sounds good.
Let's do a country one. This one I wrote. It's called Hey Maria. This is off a record I did back in 2000 for a little European label, Dusty Records. And this is a straight up country song. It's called Hey Maria. It goes like this here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Saying where I'm going.
Very nice.
You like it?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Billy Eli, once again, along with Kevin Mall over here playing the dobro for you. And that was Hey Maria. And is that one, what record's that on?
Well, the original was on the Honky Tonk record I did called Trailer Park Angel.
Okay.
But that got recut with a little side band I had going called Axe Hammer Saw. I believe you.
Okay, yeah, I know.
That was a little string band thing with a musical saw and, and Aaron Davis playing.
I knew.
Aaron Davis was doing half the lead vox and it's a pretty good saw player. She's a good cello player too, but she played saw mostly with us. And so it was me and a banjo player and she's kind of doing a rhythm and she's, you know, kind of singing. And it was a real fun record to make.
Yeah, people love the saw.
When we first started putting that thing together and I was playing it, I thought, man, I don't know so much about this because it seems like a little bit of that would go a really long way. But she was really good at downstating it, and it was more about the vocals with her. So I had a lot of fun playing with that group, and we hadn't worked together now in about a year. They sadly, everybody got busy doing other stuff. And
right.
I think we did a gig back in October maybe, but I hadn't even seen them guys. And Jerry was doing some bluegrass old-time stuff around Austin with a new band he had going. I don't know. Maybe we'll play some this summer. I don't know.
You want to take a little break?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Take about 5 minutes or
so? Yeah, the heaters are kind of drying me out. I'm not used to being where the heater's on all the time.
All right. I'm going to give the calendar to the local folks and do the weather and stuff. So.
Cool. Y'all catch up, local folks. We'll be right back.
All right. Yes, you're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. We're going to do the calendar for the local folks, and everyone who's getting the streams and the podcast will get something else. But we'll be right back after this.